dense forest, there was a huge lake. The lake was adorned by colorful lotuses. In this lake, there lived a swan. One day, an owl came in. The owl liked the ambience around the lake, started moving. This swan also liked the company of the owl. Yes, I remember you very well, but I cannot see you in daylight. Please wait till it becomes dark. The swan, who was quite tired after a long journey, went to sleep in the owl's nest. When the sun set and darkness spread all around, the owl could see clearly, but the swan was sleeping. A few travelers had sheltered under the banyan tree for a night. When the dawn broke, they were ready to continue further on their journey. When the travelers were about to begin their journey, the owl started hooting. The hooting of the owl was considered a bad omen. Irritated by the owl's hooting, The travelers took out their bows and arrows and shot at the owl. But it was still dark. The owl could see the travelers targeting him, so he swiftly flew away from the tree. But the poor swan, who was still sleeping in the owl's nest, became the target of the arrows. The swan died immediately. The moral. Right, it is said that one should make friends only of his own kind. The end.
Once there lived a poor Brahmin in a small village. One day he was called to the neighboring village for a puja, where he received some food, clothes and a goat. He was very happy. The Brahmin perched the goat on his shoulders and started walking back home. A group of thieves spotted him. One crook approached the Brahmin and said, "Sir, a learned man like you is walking with a dead calf on his shoulder. Why?" The Brahmin had a look at the goat and said, "It's not a dead calf, but a goat." The man made a face and walked off. The Brahmin resumed his walk.
only to meet another thief who crossed his path. The thief stood in front of him and said, "Oh God, what a sight! A Brahmin carrying a dog on his shoulder?" The Brahmin said, "You blind man, this is a goat and not a dog. Go away." The thief shook his head and walked away. Soon he came across the third thief. The thief said, "Oh, you have made my day. A Brahmin carrying an ass on his back? I have never seen such a sight before." The Brahmin said angrily, "It's a goat and not an ass." The thief went off laughing. Only a fool can call an ass a goat. By now, the Brahmin was worried. "I think something is terribly wrong. Not one, but three men have told me that this animal I am carrying is not a goat. Surely some monster has changed himself into this animal and is trying to trick me." And he put the goat on the road and ran off. The thieves who were hiding behind the bushes took the goat away. The end. Dark. The swan, who was quite tired after a long journey, went to sleep in the owl's nest. When the sun set and darkness spread all around, the owl could see clearly, but the swan was sleeping. A few travelers had sheltered under the banyan tree for a night. When the dawn broke, they were ready to continue further on their journey. When the travelers were about to begin their journey, the owl started hooting. The hooting of the owl was considered a bad omen. Irritated by the owl's hooting, the travelers took out their bows and arrows and shot at the owl. But it was still dark. The owl could see the travelers targeting him, so he swiftly flew away from the tree. But the poor swan, who was still sleeping in the owl's nest, became the target of the arrows. The swan died immediately. The moral. Right, it is said that one should make friends only of his own kind. The end.